10 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Don't worry, just lay it down, it's not your fight. Don't worry, it'll be alright. Don't worry, he will make your heavy light. Don't wait, oh, wait, oh, this love is always right on time. I've been trying to figure out my own way, trying to put it all on me. Way down by the pressure, without looking up, I know you see me. Cause on and on and on, you keep blessing me. But on and on and on, I keep worrying why I'm always running when you're telling me. You're telling me, don't worry, just lay it down, it's not your fight. Don't worry, it'll be alright. Don't worry, it will make your heavy light.
Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Coquito, you know she from Puerto Rico.
Yeah. Like James Bond in my black tuxedo. Sauce side cooling. I've been incognito.
Yeah, always spin up bread, baby. I'm no cheapo. Shout out Uncle Billy, he just beat the chemo.
Pretty Spanish mommy, and she call me Chico. She said, "Como estás?" I said, "Me no speako."
Yeah. Take it till you make it. I call that placebo. God, Father, Son, and Spirit. That's the three amigo. Ay, woke up in the morning. I just did my Devo. That's the way I doodle on my ego. I think I just might have disappointed Primo. Dang.
That's okay. We just did this for the people.
Feeling sorry for yourself, like, poor me. Pour me, pour me a glass of Coquito.
8 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
She want revival, ever since I had swung viral. She been trying to add some titles, entitled. She don't let me know at the dial. She want revival, ever since I had swung viral. She been trying to add some titles, entitled. She don't let me know at the...
Are you being serious right now?
Wait, oh... Girl, now you wanna chat. I was 19 with no clue where I was at. I was way too down for the shorty in the back. Now I'm up, so you down, tryna swing around back. But don't text my phone, no, no. Hit my girl, she could tell you how it go. Do a show in your city, I'ma overcharge. Tryna play games with me like it's King of Hearts. Now you wanna know what you missing. On the radio, and now you wanna listen. Need LASIK, you ain't got vision. About you one time, no.
Even when it's 7 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Like ships in the night, you keep passing me by, just wasting time. Try to prove who's right, and if it all goes crashing into the sea, if it's just you and me trying. Ships in the night, letting cannonballs fly. Say what you mean, and it turns to a fight. Fists fly from my mouth as it turns out. You're down the driveway, I'm on the couch. Chasing your dreams since the violent fifth grade. Trying to believe in your silent own way. Cause we'll be okay, I'm not going away. Like you watched it 14 as it went down the drain. And pop stayed the same and your mom smoothed away. How many of our parents seem to make it anyway? We're just fumbling through the gray. Trying to find a heart that's not walking away.
6 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Take our final bow. Oh, this is our time to go. But at least we stole the show. 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 At least we stole the show.
We'll be right back. 5 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
With my little white thing, funny how time change. Reminiscing days when it used to hit me with the cold shoulder like an ice age. I pray that the real never die, man. Never die, man. 'Cause when I look around at all of my dogs, we came out the right way. All my dogs, we came out the right way. Never switched up for a price range. And we lived up to the high, man. Used to bust jugs for a nice chain. Keep the circle closer, it's a tight game. Shawty, she so bad, I think I might hang. Let me put something in your life, man. Wish that my pops was here to see it now. Used to sit in the drop and kick a freestyle.
Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Anxiety inside of me, I think I might die. Losing time, I ain't even in my right mind. Turning 21, feeling like I'm 35. Even though I know it's early to worry, and I've been all on my own, even when I'm home. Taking care of myself and realizing that I'm grown. I got homies on my payroll, we tryna win. People who ain't in my circle tryna get in. Wanna make my parents proud, but then again, could really wear you out. So in the end, I just wanna be my true self and not pretend. Gotta follow what's up in my heart with no regrets. I've been doing what I gotta do, even when I feel tired, gotta follow through. They wanna tell me what to say like it's up to you, but I gotta keep it true, show it from my view. I ain't done growing up yet, yeah.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away. Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball.
I just need a light in this dark place now. Falling for you, hoping I survive the way down. Getting harder, trying to keep your life straight now. Think I'm getting lost in your mind games now. Games, games, don't you learn to play games? Games, don't you learn to play games? Games, don't you learn to play games? I'm getting lost in your mind games now.
Just 30 more seconds.
Let's go. Let's go.
Y'all know how it is, though. Hit it out of here. I might have to
take this show on the road. We go.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Josh Warden.
Performance yesterday from Ryan Garcia, and the Frisco Rough Riders win the series opener last night in shutout fashion, 6-0. Hi again, everybody. Welcome back to Whataburger Field in Corpus Christi, Texas, alongside the voice of the Frisco Rough Riders, Zach Bigley. This is Josh Warden welcoming you into game 103 on the season and game 2 on the week from Corpus Christi. The Rough Riders are now 19-15 in the second half, tied with Corpus Christi for second place in the Southern Division, just one game back of first place, with Amarillo losing yesterday. On the mound today to try to continue this little good stretch for the Rough Riders, Nick Krauth takes the ball for Frisco, 3-8 with a 6.98 ERA. Tough act to follow from last night with Ryan Garcia tossing 6 no-hit innings, but Nick Krauth tries to keep it going. Rhett Koba is the starting pitcher for the Hooks today, former 12th round draft pick out of Dallas Baptist University 2 years ago. He has a 7-4 record with a 3.57 earned run average out of Woodward, Oklahoma. In his last appearance Thursday at Amarillo, went 5 1/3 innings, did allow 3 home runs to the Sod Poodles, but they were all solo home runs in the most hitter-friendly ballpark you'll find. He also struck out 7. So he's got some good stuff, and the right-hander on the hill against the Frisco Rough Riders today in this 6:35 start tonight from Whataburger Field. The Rough Riders and the Hooks matching up once again for game 2 of this 6-game series. Well, the nice thing about being on the road, or it'll happen home series too, a lot of roving coaches in the Rangers organization will slide through and spend some time with the Rough Riders and, you know, apply their wisdom and expertise. Kenny Holmberg is one of the main faces that's been around the club this year, the field coordinator with the Rangers minor league system. Kenny Holmberg joins us next as our pregame guest to talk about the Rough Riders, some of the prospects, and things going on in the Rangers organization. Again, first pitch at 6:35 today. Stay with us as we continue the pregame show right here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night, presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got 2 all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, mmm. Melty cheese, I mean, who would say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce, yes please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger from Whataburger, just like you like it.
The Riders bring the spirit of the State Fair to Frisco on August 18th for State Fair Night. Come out to Riders Field, enjoy a Fletcher's Corny Dog, interact with Mr. Corny, and watch the Rough Riders play as their alternate identity, the Frisco Corny Dogs. August 18th is State Fair Night, so get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Welcome back for game number 2 here in Corpus Christi. We're joined by Kenny Holmberg ahead of today's second game against the Hooks. Kenny Holmberg, one of the roving coordinators with the Rangers and the field coordinator in the minor league system. So here's the part 2 of this conversation with Kenny Holmberg. To a certain degree, all 30 ball clubs kind of have a similar defensive philosophy. You're trying to defend well, prevent runs. That's the end goal for every team. Is there anything with the Rangers in particular that might be, I don't know if philosophically different is the right phrase, but a way you approach it a little differently, some certain emphasis that you have when it comes to defensive in the infield, a way that you say this is what we're going to hang our hat on in particular with the Rangers?
Yeah, I don't look at it as entities. I look at it as the Holy Grail being 9 guys out on the field playing as one. Bobby Wilson, Garrett Kennedy, have done such a great job with the catching, the pillars, the pitchers, catcher relationship. Obviously, the receiving, the blocking, the throwing, that's one part of it. The infield, the first line of defense, as I like to call it, you know, four, we outnumber everybody with four infielders, and after a pitch is delivered, we inherit that pitcher, too. So making sure, you know, Mike Maddux comes on board and outs being outs and defending your position, holding runners, giving the defense a chance. And then obviously like Josh Bonifay and his forte of outfield play with Will Venable at the major league level coming together and just really putting a group out there as one and playing together is kind of what we're looking to do and suffocate you with the pitching and the defense and allowing us to not lose games but win games and make sure we're fundamentally sound every single night.
A last question or two here with Kenny Holmberg on the pregame show. I remember talking with Jax Biggers and Thomas at JC a couple weeks ago, and unfortunately for the Rough Riders, Tommy is gone, so is Luis Angel, but we were talking about how smooth Jax is, and I said, Tommy, is Jax the smoothest defender you've seen? He said, him or Frainier. And at that point, we hadn't seen Frainier yet. A lot of the fans in Frisco are only a little bit familiar with Frainier Chavez. So for the fans who haven't seen him too much yet, what impresses you most about Frainier Chavez defensively?
Yeah, he's just, he comes equipped. He sees the game. He understands the game. He's smooth. He's smooth over quick. He turns outs into outs. He can play third. He can play short, second, and first base. He's an ultimate defender in that sense. And it's not just Frainier. I mean, there's guys behind him on their way up. There's guys ahead of him. And, you know, you look at a Jonathan Ernelas, like, you know, his ability to play the game the right way is what's got his opportunity in the big leagues. And this is a guy who pinch runs and scores on a contact play right away just like that. And then he'll go out and he'll play left, center, third, short, second. You saw it, you know, last year unfold here. And it's what we're trying to do. We're trying to develop major league caliber baseball players who are willing and able to win a championship. And whatever they can do to reinforce that major league club is what we're doing. And Chavi's just another guy in the system who's capable of doing those things.
Well, let's close with a thought on Jonathan Ornelas since you just brought him up. Frisco fans will be very familiar with him from his time in 2022 at the Rough Riders. Really fun to see him get into a game yesterday with the Rangers, score a go-ahead run. What would you say got Johnny to that place and how happy you are to see him in a Rangers uniform?
Well, first and foremost, he got himself there, his family, where he comes from, what he's all about, you know, got his opportunity. Secondly, you know, our scouts, our amateur scouts who identified him as a high school player and drafted him and signed him and then got him into our system. It's our culture. It's our environment. It's how we play the game of baseball. And, you know, it's such a cool thing to see, you know, a product of the system get up there and right away impact a major league game and help them win. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to develop winning players who know how to win championships and go up and fit in right away and plug in and next man up, if that be the case. And, again, there's plenty behind them, and they're going to keep pushing that healthy competition. And hopefully, you know, it ends up as a World Series championship, first time in this organization's history.
Keep plugging away. I appreciate your time, Kenny. Thank you.
Got it, Josh. Appreciate you. Thank you. Go Riders.
Go Riders. All right, there's Kenny Holmberg on the Riders Baseball Network.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating under the North Texas sky at Riders Field with tickets starting as low as $12. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and drafts, and more drink specials in the seating bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Oh,
Well, we got game two on tap here in Corpus Christi, Texas. Thanks for joining us on the Riders Baseball Network. Frisco winning yesterday 6-0. Tries to keep that mojo going into game two. The managers are at home plate as we speak, exchanging lineup cards. And we'll tell you right now what are on those cards. The names begin for Corpus Christi with the leadoff man, Will Wagner. He plays second base for the Hooks. Kennedy Corona bats second and plays right field. The center fielder is Joey Loperfido, hitting third with his 19th double yesterday to lead the team, and 19 home runs also on the year, also first place. Zach DiCenzo hits fourth and plays third base. Colin Barber hits fifth and DHs. Jordan Brewer is the left fielder and batting out of the six hole. Garrett Wolforth bats in the seventh spot and catches. Chad Stevens bats eighth and is the shortstop. Luis Aviles is the nine-hole hitter, the first baseman, and his first playing time of the series for the Rough Riders killer. Five home runs against Frisco last series with the Hooks. Well, for Tripp Keister and the Frisco Rough Riders today, the starting lineup begins with Chris Cease. He plays third base and leads off here for Frisco today. Evan Carter bats second and plays center field with his .280 average and a team-leading 12 home runs and 55 RBIs. Trevor Hover bats third and plays left field. Kellen Strom is the cleanup hitter and right fielder tonight for Frisco. Aaron Zavala is the designated hitter. He bats fifth. K-Bear Rodriguez bats sixth and plays shortstop. Just his eighth game played since joining the Rough Riders. He's hitting .292 so far in a Frisco uniform. Josh Hatcher bats in the seventh hole today for Frisco, hitting .282 on the year. He plays first base. Scott Capers dons the mask and is the battery mate tonight of Nick Krauth. He bats eighth, and then Jace Easley gets his double-A debut with a fifth-round pick out of Phoenix, Arizona. He spent last year and this year mostly at the high-A level. He plays second base in lieu of Jax Biggers, who was just called up yesterday to the triple-A level. And so good to see a new guy wearing the number one jersey and a guy who has worked hard through the minor league ranks to get up to double-A. Jace Easley will make his first appearance in a Rough Riders uniform today. Was on the lineup card yesterday and available to enter, but did not come off the bench in yesterday's game. And now he's batting ninth and playing second base in the starting lineup today for Frisco. Well, the Rough Riders got their 50th win yesterday on the season in game number 102. And it was one of the best games of the season. Six no-hit innings for Ryan Garcia. And the bullpen held up the shutout, not quite the no-hitter, allowed just one hit the rest of the ballgame. And so it wasn't quite a combined no-hitter, but a combined shutout was pretty good. Ryan Garcia, six innings with six strikeouts and finished his day with 79 pitches. Reed Burlingmeyer did give up the one hit, but went two scoreless innings. And Tristan Pauly tossed a no-hit ninth inning to close out the shutout. Final score in Corpus Christi last night, the Rough Riders six runs on six hits, and the Corpus Christi Hooks no runs on one hit. Frisco kind of spread out its offense yesterday, six runs over five different innings, only got a crooked number in the final frame when they scored a couple on a sack fly and a hit by pitch. Had two sack flies in the game and a couple two-out RBI singles by Trevor Hover and Kellen Strom, not to mention a hit-by-pitch RBI from David Garcia. There never was a two-run sequence for Frisco. Never scored multiple runs at the same time, and until the ninth inning, never scored multiple runs in the same inning. But that was plenty enough to spread out the offense, chip away, and keep on adding to the lead bit by bit until the Rough Riders ultimately won the game 6-0 yesterday and are very much in the thick of the Southern Division Championship race at 19-15 on the season, tied now with Corpus Christi, their opponent this whole week, for second place. If Amarillo loses today, then Frisco would have a chance to tie themselves for first place in the Southern Division and ultimately put themselves in very good position as we're sort of on the edge of the home stretch of the 2023 season for the second half title. Again, Frisco did not win the first half title and will need to win either the second half title or have the second best overall record if San Antonio wins both halves, but San Antonio in last place in the second half. So it doesn't look like they're going to win both halves, so it looks like the second playoff berth out of the Southern Division will go to the second half winner. So will that be Amarillo, Corpus Christi, Frisco, probably one of those three teams. Midland is waiting in the wings, just a couple games behind. And a lot of that will be due to and coming from what happens this week. Big series for the Rough Riders. We'll come back for first pitch. Zach Bigley has the play-by-play when we return. The Rough Riders and Hooks coming up on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
He swings, sends a drive, deep right field. It's a grand slam for Evan Carter.
Jax Biggers has done it again. Multiple dingers on the day, and the Rough Riders lead it 7-2.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rodriguez comes in to score. Biggers around second, on his way to third. He's there with a stand-up triple.
He swings and drives one to left field. That's got carry. Forget about it. Off the scoreboard and gone. Chris Z slams one out.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003 and reigning Texas League champions.
Strom in. He's under it. He makes the catch. The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions.
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Josh Warden.
On a beautiful Wednesday in the Coastal Bend, it's the Frisco Rough Riders and the Corpus Christi Hooks for Game 2 of a six-game series at Whataburger Field. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Corpus Christi alongside Josh Warden. I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you along as the Rough Riders had one of the best pitching performances they've had all season, holding Corpus Christi to just one hit in a 6-0 shutout victory in the opener of this series, and they look to back that up today. Rhett Koba on the hill for the Corpus Christi Hooks. He faces off against Chris Cease, who's in from the right side, and the right-hander winds. The first pitch of the ballgame is over on the outside corner for a strike belt high, and we're underway at 6:39 in the p.m. in Corpus Christi. 91 degrees, our first pitch temperature, the 0-1. It's popped up right side, and Aviles is in foul ground. He's under it, reaches back, and he makes the grab as the wind pushed it back towards fair territory, and he was able to pull it in. There's one away.
As we go over the weather, the wind is going to play a very crucial part in this game and really throughout this whole series, it seems like. One out, here's Evan Carter. The wind back in the pitch from Koba. On the inside edge of strike, it's 0-1. The Rough Riders winning 6-0 last night. They got a home run from Franier Chavez. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Swinging a ground ball, top foul to the right side, and it's 0-2 on Carter. It was a fly ball out to left field that was hit just 92 miles an hour off the bat, and it got out of here. It's 25-mile-an-hour winds blowing out to left field right now. Sunshine up above, and though the first pitch temperature is 91 degrees, it's a feels like of 107 with 68% humidity off the Corpus Christi Bay. 0-2 pitch to Carter. He swings, fouls it in and out of Wolforth's glove, the catcher, and it's still no balls and two strikes. The Rough Riders coming into today tied with Corpus Christi, one game behind Amarillo in the Texas League South Division at 19-15 in the second half. The pitch down low and inside, and it hit Evan Carter on the foot. And so he's hit by a pitch with a breaking ball on an 0-2 offering. Carter jogs on down to first base. No harm, no foul. He looks all right, and he's at first base with one out here in the first inning. Now, Trevor Hover stands in now, who homered off of Rhett Koba in his lone start against the Rough Riders. That was a long time ago, all the way back on June 8th. Pull side shift on the infield for the left-handed batter. Here's the stretch by the right-hander. A long hold as Carter leads from first in the pitch home. Fastball over for a strike down the middle, and it's 0-1. Hover hitting 258 with 10 long balls through 85 games. He went 1-for-2 yesterday with a couple RBIs, a couple walks, and a couple runs scored. Here's the stretch. And Koba offers in. Misses low off the outside corner in the dirt, and it's 1-1. In that one start against the Rough Riders, Koba went just 4 2/3 innings, allowing 3 runs on 4 hits, but he struck out 9 batters in that game. Koba has been one of the best pitchers in the Texas League this year. He's ready from the stretch. And he brings it home. It's high off the outside corner. It's 2-1. He ranks first in whip. That's walks plus hits per inning pitched. Second in ERA. Fourth in wins. Third in batting average against. And sixth in strikeouts. First base side of the rubber. He stretches. And the 2-1 pitch. Outside to Hover. And it's 3-1. The 23-year-old stands 6 foot, 180 pounds out of Woodward, Oklahoma. He was a former 12th-round selection by the Astros in 2021 out of Dallas Baptist University. 3-1 pitch. Carter takes off. Pitches a strike at the top of the zone. And Hover didn't like it. And honestly, the catcher, Wolforth, thought it was ball four as well because he reached up to throw and thought it was ball four and didn't throw down to second. So it's a stolen base for Evan Carter, his 15th of the season in 24 attempts. And it's a full count now on Trevor Hover, the Rough Riders' 3-hitter here in the first inning. No score, 1-out runner at second. The pitch home. Fouled back, and it's now still a full count. Last start for Rhett Koba didn't go very well, but he pitched in a very tough environment. He allowed 3 solo homers to Amarillo, allowing those 3 runs over 5 1/3 innings. He did strike out 7 sod poodles, though. That was on Thursday. The 3-2. High and outside. Ball four. Trevor Hover reaches on a walk, and the Rough Riders have 2 aboard with just 1 out in the first inning. A Carter hit by pitch and a Trevor Hover walk. Runners at first and second. 1 down, and Kellen Strom stands in, who went 2-for-4 in yesterday's opener of the series. No score in the top of the first inning, and Strom trying to change that just like he did yesterday with an RBI single in the first inning of yesterday's game. Right-hander against right-hander. Koba readies and fires. Strom shows bunt, pulls back, and he fouled it back into Wolforth's glove on the bunt attempt. And it's 0-1. Strom batting in the cleanup spot today for the Rough Riders, and that's been one of the things that, whether it be Tripp Keister, who's the acting manager right now with Carlos Cardoza out, or whether it is Carlos putting together the lineup every day. Here's the stretch, and Koba, the 0-1 pitch. A swing and a ground ball to the right side that sneaks through into right field, a base hit. Carter around third. The throw from Corona's up the third baseline. Carter slides in safely, and now the throw gets away into center field, trying to throw back to Hover at second base, and both runners move up. Well, the Rough Riders lead 1-0, and a throwing error on Garrett Wolforth, the catcher, trying to throw down to second base and backpick Hover, and it got off the shortstop, Chad Stevens' glove, out into shallow center field. So Hover moves up to third base, and Kellenstrom, the trail runner, to second with an RBI single. And it's 1-0 Rough Riders here in the first inning with runners at first and second, or I should say with runners at second and third and one out. Here's Aaron Zavala. Left-handed batter, right-handed thrower, Koba offers in. There's a fly ball foul left side out of play, and it's 0-1. Well, what a way to start this ball game today. Rough Riders, just like they did yesterday, take a 1-0 lead. Zavala slightly open stance left side. Koba ready from the stretch. And the offering in. Misses just low, and it's a ball and a strike to Zavala. The ground ball from Strom just kind of squeaked through into right field, and Corona, who has a very strong throwing arm, delivered a throw that would have been on time, but it was up the line. 1-1 pitch. High, and it's 2-1. And so the Rough Riders do indeed take the lead on that Kellenstrom RBI single here in the first inning. 1-0 Frisco. Wind continues to blow out to left field. The 2-1 pitch to the left-handed batting Zavala. He swings, grounds it up the middle. Stevens backhands it short. No play at home. He fires to first and retires Zavala. But Hover comes in to score from third. And the Rough Riders now lead 2-0. Strom stays put at second base. 2-0 Rough Riders, and the RBI ground out by Aaron Zavala. A productive at bat. There's K-Bear Rodriguez now. Rodriguez, right-handed batter. Runner at second base for the Rough Riders. 2-0 Frisco in the top of the first inning. Koba stretches and fires into Rodriguez. Fastball down the middle, a strike, 0-1. Defense behind Rhett Koba today is Jordan Brewer in left, Joey Loperfido in center, Kennedy Corona in right. Zach DiCenzo has third, Chad Stevens at short. Will Wagner, the second baseman, Luis Aviles Jr. is the first baseman, and Garrett Wolforth does the catching today. Here's the stretch in the 0-1. Swinging a chopper off the plate up the middle. The shortstop Stevens charges, picks, fires onto first, and gets Rodriguez for the final out of the first inning. But it's a good one for the Rough Riders offensively. They score two runs on one hit, one error, and one runner left on base. The Rough Riders lead 2-0 to the bottom half of the first inning on the Riders Baseball Network. The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speed start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
Time to start the bottom of the first on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
To the bottom of the second inning, the Rough Riders leading 2-0 over the Corpus Christi Hooks. What a first inning for Frisco, scoring two runs on one hit. And Will Wagner starts it off against Nick Krauth, who winds back and delivers home. It's a first pitch slider on the outside edge, a called strike. It's 0-1. Will Wagner, Kennedy Corona, and Joey Loperfido, the three to swing the bat in the first inning. The 0-1 is a line drive out to right field, sending Strom back, now coming in, and he makes the catch head high. Wagner lines out to right field. There's one away for Kennedy Corona, with the Rough Riders leading by a score of 2-0. Nick Krauth getting the start for the Rough Riders, the 23-year-old, 6'3", 170 pounds, out of Concord, California. Played his final college days at UConn, one of three universities he went to. First pitch, Corona shows bunt, pulls back, and it's one ball and no strikes. Corona's had a great season. He's two homers from a 2020 year with 23 steals and 18 long balls. The 0-1. Breaking ball in the outside corner. A strike evens the count at 1-1. Nick Krauth, overall between Frisco and Round Rock this year, making his 21st appearance. The pitch shuttles at the top of the zone, inside corner for a strike, and it's 1-2. With the Rough Riders making appearance number 18 and start number 16, he's 3-8. The pitch. There's a line drive right to the third baseman, and Chris Cease makes the catch head high. There are two outs. Got in on the hands of Kennedy Corona, kind of sawed him off on a little lofty line drive over to third. Two up, two down in the first, and here's Joey Loperfido. Two nothing Rough Riders, two outs, bases clear. Pull side shift for the left-handed batter Loperfido. The wind back and Krauth offers. Fits a slider on the upper edge, outside corner, a strike, it's 0-1. Loperfido had the only hit yesterday for the Hooks with a double to left center. Krauth has his sign, he peels back into his wind, the 0-1. Misses just high, and it's one ball and one strike. Krauth this year, a 6.98 earned run average. Opponents hitting 293 against him, the 1-1. A slider backdoored him on the outside corner, a strike, and it's 1-2. Krauth made one appearance against Corpus Christi. It was here on June 8th. It did not go very well for him. The 1-2. Misses down low, and it's two balls and two strikes. Unfortunately, allowed five runs over three and a third innings on eight hits. Looking for a much better start this time around. The 2-2 is fouled away left side. It's still two balls and two strikes on Loperfido, who's been a force at the plate over his last 39 games, hitting .331 with an over 1,000 OPS. Powerful left-handed batter, hands above his helmet. The 2-2, swinging a chopper to second. Easy play for the second baseman, Jace Easley, who makes it and fires on to first for the out to retire the side in order in the first inning for Nick Krauth. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Top of the second next. Rough Riders leading 2-0 over the Hooks on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
If you enjoy sipping a cold one at a baseball game, clear your calendar on August 20th for Beer Fest. Teaming up with Andrews Distributing, the Rough Riders will have plenty of beer tasting options throughout the ballpark with a multitude of brands showcased and available. And even better, August 20th is one of our four Bark in the Park nights. So bring your furry friends and enjoy beer tasting at Riders Field all on the same night, Sunday, August 20th, with first pitch at 6:05. Let's ride.
You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Josh Hatcher, Scott Capers, Jace Easley to swing the stakes for the Rough Riders in the top of the second inning. It's 2-0 Frisco. Josh Hatcher 0-for-3 yesterday in the opener, but he had a sacrifice fly and also walked once. Left-handed batter leads it off against the right-handed thrower. Koba looks in for his sign. He's got it. Delivers. Fastball shuttles to the top of the zone for a strike, and it's 0-1. A Hatcher, an RBI yesterday, was his 29th run batted in this season. The 0-1. Swinging a chopper off the plate back to the hill. Koba off to his left field, flips underhand to first base and retires Hatcher. One away. And though he grounds out to the pitcher there, he's been a great run producer for the Rough Riders. 29 RBIs in 29 games this year for Frisco. Here's the catcher, Scott Capers, making his series debut after getting yesterday off. This is one series where the Rough Riders are very happy they have three catchers. The pitch is outside, and it's 1-1 and no strikes. In this brutal heat and humidity, with a feels like of 107, 68% humidity here in Corpus, the 1-0. There's a fly ball hit well out to deep left field. Brewer back. He's at the warning track, and he's there to make the catch. A Capers denied. On a fly ball out to left field, and there are two away in the second. And here is the double-A debut of Jace Easley, the second baseman. Easley stands in from the left side, a switch hitter against the right-hander Redkova. 5'8", 151 pounds, the first pitch. He takes a strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1. Well, the Rough Riders are very happy they're carrying three catchers because it gets so hot, and a lot of those guys have to catch bullpens. The pitch home. He checks his swing, takes a strike on the outside corner, 0-2. So good to shuttle those guys through and have them catch during the day, and then the other will get the night off, and the other will catch during the ball game at night. Second baseman Jace Easley out of Glendale, Arizona. Here's the wind in the 0-2. Off the outside corner, it misses, and it's 1-2. The son of big leaguer Damian Easley, a former fifth-round selection by the Rangers in 2018. The 1-2. There's a swing and a line drive on one hop to Aviles at first base. He's got it, and he takes it to the first base bag to retire Easley in his first career double-A at-bat. Side comes to a close in 1-2-3 fashion for Redkova. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. 2-0 Rough Riders to the bottom of the second on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau Insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau Insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau Insurance member today.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
This is Bubba Thompson, and you listen to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
We go to the bottom of the second inning, and Corpus Christi sends the middle third of the order up against Nick Krauth. The Rough Riders leading 2-0 in beautiful Corpus Christi, Texas. It's a perfect day for baseball. Right on the Corpus Christi Bay, 91 degrees. Nothing but blue skies up above us. The Harbor Bridge busing beyond right center field. Here's the first pitch to Zach DiCenzo, and the pitch misses low and outside. It's one ball and no strikes. What do you think of Corpus so far, Josh? Your first time down here to the Coastal Bend.
I like it.
The 1-0. High and inside. It's two balls, no strikes.
I don't get too many views of a body of water out of the hotel around the Texas League. So it's nice.
2-0 is just outside. Three balls, no strikes. Yeah, Wichita is the only other one, I guess.
Yeah.
With the river right there.
Back-to-back road trips. We've gotten a nice...
That's right.
You know, nice view.
A 3-0. Inside, he walked him on four pitches. So DiCenzo aboard. 2-0 Rough Riders in the bottom of the second. First base runner for Corpus Christi, and Colin Barber stands in. What, the Lazy River isn't a good enough view for you in terms of bodies of water?
Oh, that's plenty good, but we don't stay in a hotel in Frisco.
This is true. Colin Barber, the number two prospect in the Astros organization, stands in. He got the day off yesterday to start the series. Crouch delivers. There's a pop-up left side of the infield. And going back into shallow left, Chris Cease. And it drops in. Trevor Hover had a long way to run and couldn't get there. And now Rodriguez tried to cut it off the shortstop. It goes off of his glove and into foul territory down the left side, but nobody advances. A bit of a sloppy play for the Rough Riders. Trevor Hover was playing really deep in left field, and the ball just dropped in down the left field line in between Cease, the third baseman, and Hover out in left. It's a single for Colin Barber. Runners at first and second. Nobody out here in the second inning, and Jordan Brewer stands in. 2-0 Rough Riders, but that lead in peril. Brewer, the former Michigan Wolverine, 0-3 in yesterday's ballgame. Crouth ready from the stretch. And the first pitch. Inside, he hit him on the left hip, and the bases are now loaded. A four-pitch walk, a first-pitch single, a first-pitch hit by pitch. And Corpus Christi is in business with Garrett Wolforth at the plate. Now, not what Nick Crouth had in mind when starting this second inning. The bases are loaded with nobody out. Wolforth has had a tough season on the offensive side, hitting just 192. He does have two home runs on the season, though, and he's driven in 12. Scott Capers goes out and chats with Crouth. Kellen Martin, the home plate umpire, going out to break up the conversation. 2-0 Frisco. Bottom half of the second. The Hooks only left three on base last night. They only got three base runners. A double and two walks. They've gotten three base runners with nobody out here in the second. The pitch to Wolforth. They check swing off the outside corner. He was able to hold, and it's one ball and no strikes. So already threatening. And Wolforth, a slightly open stance right side. Crouth readies. He fires. Ground ball up the middle. Rodriguez to his left. Picks it short. Underhand flip to second for one. And on to first in time, the double play. A glove flip for the double play. DiCenzo comes in to score from third. And it's now 2-1 Rough Riders as Corpus Christi scores a run. Colin Barber down to third. It's Brewer eliminated at second. And Wolforth out at first on the 6-4-3 double play. No RBI. Here's Chad Stevens. And Tripp Keister coming out. The manager acting for the Rough Riders with Carlos Cardoza out this week. Not sure if he's talking about interference at second base. It was a hard slide by Brewer into second base on the glove flip shovel to second. And Jace Easley was slid in too hard by Brewer. Crew chief Steven Rios Jr. is coming down the line from his third base umpire spot. And he's going to see what the talking is all about with Martin and Keister. It's a pretty calm conversation. It's not like Keister is too frustrated or anything, but he's just trying to get an explanation as to what happened at second base. He keeps pointing out that way. And it was Steven Rios who made the call. He was the closest to the base, so Keister, whether he's satisfied or not with the description, he heads back to the dugout.
Keister, a very old-school baseball mind, and heads back and talks with Kenny Holmberg, who's the field coordinator in the dugout for the Rough Riders and the Rangers organization. First pitch outside to Chad Stevens, 1-0. Two outs, runner at third base, 2-1 Rough Riders in the bottom of the second. Josh, really enjoyed your chat with Kenny over the last couple days. A really great guy to talk to and to be around. Here's the stretch in the pitch. There's a fly ball down the right field line, hooking, and it is foul. And it's 1-1 as that ball just reached up into the wind and died, almost got blown backwards. One ball and one strike. The ball is not carrying to right field at all today. But Kenny Holmberg, really great baseball mind, really knows what he's talking about.
I mean, I feel like we could have done that interview for about 20 minutes, and I say that because after we stopped the interview, we talked for 20 more minutes. So,
the 1-1 is a breaking ball on the inside corner, a strike 1-2.
He's a knowledgeable guy, and there's so much philosophy that goes behind it about everything they do in the organization, how they're trying to develop each one of these players. Really fun to talk with him.
Great baseball family. His dad works in the Blue Jays organization. The pitch is drilled down the left field line and foul. And it's 1 ball and 2 strikes still on Stevens. And as the field coordinator, he's one of the higher-ups in the minor league organization for the Rangers. And definitely knows all these guys through and through. A lot of decisions that go into everything throughout the minor league organization. Here's the stretch in the 1-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Stevens down on strikes, and Nick Krauth picks up strikeout number one, and he limits the damage in the second. One run across on one hit, no errors, and one left on base. Great work by Nick Krauth to get the double play and get out of further damage. 2-1 Rough Riders to the top of the third. Josh Warden on the play-by-play next on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hi, this is Trevor Harbour with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to Riders Baseball Network.
One time through the order for Rhett Koba, now facing the top of the order again for the Rough Riders. 2-1 Frisco. First pitch is outside to Chris Cease. So top of the order for the Rough Riders, scored 2 runs in the first inning. And Cease led off. He fouled out, but the Rough Riders came back to score a couple. 1-0 is grounded left side and foul. Cease a foul out to the first baseman in his first at-bat, but then Evan Carter, Trevor Hover, and Kellen Strom all got aboard by three different fashions in a row. Hit batter, walk, and single. Here's the 1-1. Off-speed pitch. Cease swung and didn't get it. And now strike two to Chris Cease. Calls for time immediately. Aaron Zavala with an RBI ground out to make it a 2-run inning. And then Nick Krauth, limited damage last frame. Bases loaded, nobody out. And allowed just 1 run. Here's the 1-2. It's on the outside, corner taken. It was a borderline pitch, and Cease took it. It's called strike three by Kellen Martin. And a leadoff strikeout for Rhett Koba here in the third. So Evan Carter's trying to the plate with the same situation
as the first inning. One out, base is empty. He got an 0-2 hole and then was hit by a pitch. This time, he takes the first offering low for a ball. Evan Carter went 1-for-5 yesterday. He did strike out 3 times, hit into a double play, but he did have a single down late in the game. 1-0. Is at the knees to even the count 1-1. Been a bit of a slide for Carter. His last 10 games, he's hitting just .179. But the one thing he always seems to do, even when he's not hitting well, is draw walks. 1-1 pitch. On the inner half, it's 1-2. He's drawn 11 walks in the last 10 games. And even when he hasn't really been slugging the ball a ton or finding holes on his line drives and ground balls, he's still been getting aboard. And now second in the league in walks with 61. The 1-2 pitch. A swing and a miss, and Carter strikes out cutting. And back-to-back K's for Rhett Koba to begin the third. And Trevor Haver is the batter. Frisco leads it 2-1 over the Corpus Christi Hooks in the top half of the third. Outfield still in the sun. Back of the infield as well. All 4 infielders are in the sun, save for the shoestrings of DiCenzo, the third baseman. First pitch to Haver. Is a bit low, ball 1. The entire mound and grass part of the infield are in the shadows. One more 6:35 game tomorrow, then we push a half hour later. A 1-0 toss, a check swing. Haver took a strike. It was on the inner half. And now 1-1 to the left-hand hitter. Noah Bremer gets the ball tomorrow, and then 7:05 the next 2 days. Here's the 1-1. It's off the outside corner. 2 balls and a strike to Trevor Haver. Base is empty for the Rough Riders and 2 down. The wind continuing to blow right to left. You can see it by the flags. 2-1 pitchers rifled up the right side, foul by about 3 feet. Pretty hard hit. Bounced off the wall on the right side. And it's strike 2 on Haver. You can tell by the flags out in right center. You can tell by the batter's eye as it ripples across constantly throughout the game. That wind moving right to left and pushing fly balls out to left. Trevor Haver would have to take one opposite way to take advantage of the circumstances. Righty-lefty matchup. The 2-2 offering from Koba. Breaking ball right in there. Haver knew it. Strike 3 looking, and Rhett Koba punches out the side in order. Strong inning from the former Patriot out of Dallas Baptist. It's still 2-1 Frisco. Bottom of the third next on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
We believe who children become is as important as what they know. That's why teachers at Primrose Schools of Dallas use the Primrose Friends puppets every day to teach children all kinds of character traits, like cooperation and how to be a good friend. That's also why we created the Harmony and Heart Music and Literature program with original songs and books that help children become dynamic thinkers, good listeners, and kind people. Learn more about how we help children build character at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
Hey guys, this is Noah Bremer, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network. Go Riders!
Well, the guy who's hit best against the Frisco Rough Riders this entire season just may be Luis Aviles Jr., and he leads off in this inning against Nick Krauth and the Rough Riders. 2-1 Frisco, bottom of the third inning. Krauth winds, and his pitch is a strike to Aviles, 0-1. He's played for 2 different teams in the Texas League. One of them he torched the Rough Riders, one of them he did not. The 0-1
It's low, hits the zone. In fact, gets the call for strike two. When he was with San Antonio, Aviles went just 2-for-17 against the Rough Riders. He ended up getting released. And then Sine playing for the Hooks now. The 0-2, it's in the dirt, 1-2. Got released by the Padres, played a couple games in the Mexican League, then came back to America to play an indie ball, and then signed with the Astros and is with their AA affiliate right here with the Hooks. And played against the Rough Riders for a second series. The 1-2 pitch, a hard fly ball to center field. It takes Carter running back. He turns his shoulders and stops in front of the warning track and makes the catch. Straightened out towards the deepest part of the ballpark, and it held Aviles' fly ball, something that this ballpark did not do five times against the Rough Riders back in early June when he was named the Texas League Player of the Week. In early to mid-June, 5 home runs and 11 RBIs for the Hooks. But so far, so good for the Rough Riders. He's 0-for-1 this week. First pitch to Will Wagner. Off the outside, and ball one.
The crazy thing about that was his first week with Corpus Christi, right when he signed.
Yeah, a 1-0 toss, a swing and a miss.
Oh, let me introduce myself to my new team by hitting 5 homers in a week. And in the final game of that series, he tied the game in the 9th with a homer, and then he won it in the 11th with a homer.
Wow. The 1-1 toss, that's over the plate, but high, 2-1.
And those 5 home runs were in the last 3 games of the series. So it was quite the series, yeah. That's for sure.
A 2-1 pitch from Crowell. It's fouled back to the netting. 2 balls, 2 strikes for the bases empty and 1 out. 2-1 Frisco, home half of the 3rd. What a difference a week makes. What a difference a jersey change makes, apparently. The 2-2 pitch from Kraut from the windup. Backdoor breaking ball just missed the outside corner. As Kraut tried to slot it in off the outside to the left-hand hitting Will Wagner. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Here's his payoff. Off speed, swung on and missed. Krauth got him to flail at it, and Wagner strikes out. He's now 0-for-6 this series with his 3rd strikeout. And Nick Krauth cruising in the 3rd inning, putting away the first 2 batters he has faced. And ever since he loaded the bases with nobody out last inning, he's gotten 5 outs of 4 batters. Did allow the 1 run last inning. It's 2-1 Frisco. First pitch to Kennedy Corona. It's the bottom of the zone, and strike 1. Nick Krauth did struggle against Corpus Christi back on June 8th, part of that same series. The 0-1, a fly ball on the right side. It's tailing towards the seats. Might stay in play. Scott Capers lunges at it. Can't get it. It landed about 4 feet in front of the Frisco dugout. A lot of foul territory. And halfway in between the plate and first base, neither he or Josh Hatcher could get there in time. But it is an 0-2 count now to Corona. Krauth got 1 start here at Whataburger Field. Lasted into the 4th inning and allowed 5 runs, 8 hits. Today has gone better, just 1 hit so far. 2 outs, bases empty, the 0-2. Swung on, a hard fly ball to left field. Hava running to the warning track, still going, and that ball has left the yard just over the top of the wall, and Kennedy Corona ties it up. Game-tying shot on a solo 2-out homer on an 0-2 pitch. And Kennedy Corona blasts 19th home run of the year.
There's that horn. We were lucky enough to not hear it yesterday.
You're right. I guess now that I think about it, I thought, wait, we didn't hear that yesterday. And then I realized, oh, yeah, it was 6-0.
They had 1 hit.
Well, 2-2 is the score. Bottom of the 3rd. First pitch to Joey Loper. Fido is taken for a strike.
Don't worry. It's only the 2nd most annoying horn in the Texas League.
Yeah,
so.
Is it Midland? Is that
Midland is by far the most annoying.
Power rankings. The 0-1. Loper Fido takes a ball in the dirt. Is it just for home runs or run scores?
It's just for home runs, okay. And sometimes they'll play it twice for home runs here.
Okay.
In Midland, they play the horn every run that scores.
Ooh. 1-1 pitch, a foul tip, it's strike 2.
So if it's a grand slam, we get to hear that lovely thing 4 times.
Oh, boy. Oh, every run. You're not just saying, like, non-home run runs. We're talking every
individual
run.
Every single run, yeah.
So a 2-run scoring error gets you 2 horns.
2 horns, yeah.
1-2.
A little fister towards second base. Easley runs towards the back. Throws falling away. Makes the play. Nice toss from Jace Easley with his momentum taking him almost into the grass in left field. And the second baseman throws back across his body to record the out. One hit. It was a home run. One run. And it's a tie ball game. Through three innings, 1-1 is the score on the Riders Baseball Network.
We've seen 20 years of Frisco Rough Riders baseball, and the 20th anniversary weekend continues with Day 2, Saturday, September 2nd. Take a trip back to 2003 as we transform the ballpark like it was Day 1 of Rough Riders baseball. Saturday's game will feature a 20th anniversary poster giveaway and an opportunity to see former star players and participate in the alumni autograph session. Celebrate 20 great years of Rough Riders baseball at Anniversary Weekend, September 1st through the 3rd. Let's ride.
Huge, gigantic, enormous, whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of the ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Josh Hatcher with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
A wire-to-wire victory for Frisco yesterday will not be the same today. Frisco did take the first lead, but Corpus Christi has come back to tie. And so it's a whole new ball game. One-third of the contest in the books. We head to the fourth. Kellen Strom will lead off for the Rough Riders. Middle part of the order, Aaron Zavala and K-Bear Rodriguez will also take their hacks against Rhett Koba. Shadows covering basically the entirety of the infield now. As Kellen Strom steps in, taps home plate once, waves around the bat, and readies. Fouls the first pitch off the glove of Wolforth. And it's strike one to the right-hand hitter. So 1-1 tie into the fourth. Kellen Strom at the plate with his .234 average and 13 doubles, 4 long balls. Koba winds, and his pitch is flown to right field. Pretty hard hit, tailing towards the line, and that ball lands a fair ball. Caught on one bounce by Corona. He'll hold Strom to a single as he was playing close enough to the line to cut it off before it rolled further towards the wall, and the wind making sure it couldn't really roll much further. Once it landed, it just kind of died there near the chalk. But Kellen Strom will take the single, and he leads off the fourth inning with a base hit. Normally, that ball may have carried further and bounced with some spin on it, gotten all the way to the wall, but the wind just kind of holding it where it was at, landed about 250 feet down the right field line. Now Aaron Zavala, the batter. First pitch is fouled away over the left side and strike one. Kellen Strom at first base. The go-ahead run for the Rough Riders. He had the go-ahead RBI back in the first inning. Nobody out for the Rough Riders in the top of the fourth. Infield pulls over to the right side. Outfield to the left. The 0-1. Shows bunt, pulls back. It was down and away. 1-1 to Zavala. Kellen Strom, 2-for-2 today. Mentioned it before, his namesake, Kellen Winslow. Guy's dad named him after, former NFL tight end. One of the best tight ends ever. 1-1 toss to Aaron Zavala. A big swing and a miss. It's 1-2. Both Kellen Strom and his namesake have something in common. In high school, they not only played the sport that they ultimately turned professional in, but excelled in something else. For Kellen Strom, it was football. Great football player at Sheldon High School. Teammates with Justin Herbert. Kellen Winslow, who was chess. Almost didn't play football because he loved chess so much. High school coach had to convince him to come out for football. Here's the 1-2. It's at the knees, and Zavala is down looking. One out in the fourth inning. K-Bear Rodriguez is up next. Kellen Strom still at first base for the Rough Riders in a 2-2 tie in the top half of the fourth. Outfield shifts over to the right just a bit, to the right hand hitting Rodriguez. Pretty shallow for Corona, the right fielder. And a couple steps deep for the left fielder, Brewer. One out from Koba, and his first pitch just misses the outer black in ball one. Rodriguez grounded out his first at-bat to end the first inning. This is his eighth game played since joining the Rough Riders. Came into Wichita for his Riders debut to end that series. The 1-0, runner goes, a swing and a miss. The throw to second base is in time. Strom tried to slide around the tag, but was unable to do so on a hit and run, and the ball was not close to the strike zone, and so Rodriguez had to flail at it, trying to make contact, and he was unable to. And a good pick from Wolfert, the catcher, who was able to snare that one as it was hitting the dirt and throw down to second for the caught stealing. So one ball, one strike to Rodriguez. Here's the pitch. It's outside in the dirt again to the backstop, 2-1. That's the pro and con of a poor pitch on a hit and run. Rodriguez was trying to make contact on anything. Koba missed the strike zone badly, which on one hand is good because that means Rodriguez couldn't make contact. On the other hand, it was hard for his catcher to snare it, come out of his crouch and throw down, but he did so. 2-1 pitch is outside, 3-1 to Rodriguez. Game two of this series, Frisco winning in shutout fashion yesterday. 3-1 pitch is a pop fly over the plate, gets behind and out of play, and probably would have hit us in the head if not for the roof above us. 3-2 is the count to the shortstop. Good to see Frisco shut a team out for the first time in a couple of months. Great pitching by Ryan Garcia. 3-2 toss. Breaking ball whacked to left field on a line. Brewer runs in. He gets there and makes the grab and puts away K-Bear Rodriguez for the final out. Nice hit by Rodriguez, but drives it right into the glove of Brewer. And Brett Koba faces the minimum in the fourth inning. Bottom of the fourth coming up. Nick Krauth back to the hill with a 2-2 tie on the Riders Baseball Network.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning June 4th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
This is Evan Carter with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
It's a tie ball game here in Corpus Christi. Bottom of the fourth inning, Zach DiCenzo in the hooks. We'll try to break a 2-2 tie with the Frisco Rough Riders here in the Coastal Bend. DiCenzo was the first hook to score today. He walked to lead off the second inning. First pitch to him here is swung on and whiffed. Nick Krauth gets ahead. DiCenzo walked on four pitches, came around to score on a double play ball later in the inning. And that was the only run the Hooks got in that inning, despite loading the bases with nobody out. And then they scored by the very opposite fashion the next inning. Here's the 0-1.
A fly ball on the right side, foul towards the seats. It might stay in the yard, and in fact it does. That ball got pushed way back by the wind. It had its sights for the second or third row, if not further. And that wind kept it in playable fashion for Scott Capers, and he makes the grab for the foul out.
That was a perfect ball for us to see exactly how much impact the wind has on it, because you watched it, you could just see the trajectory change and blow back towards Capers. That was kind of crazy.
I was about to say, that'll get into the seats, and then, nope, just kidding. It will not. First pitch to Colin Barber is lined off the foot of Kraut. That goes right to the second baseman easily. He sidearms to first easily in time. Kraut puts his thumb up towards the dugout before that play was even finishing. It looked like it hit him in the heel of his right foot, then he was kind of pointing towards his left. It was one of his feet, and the shoe seemed to have taken the brunt of the action. And he was giving a thumbs up to the dugout immediately to say, I'm good, and I'm glad he is. So it's a 1-4-3 putout. Jordan Brewer, the batter, two outs, base is empty. Takes his strike, it's 0-1. So the Hook scored one run in the second and third innings, opposite fashion. They had bases loaded, nobody out one inning. Bases empty, two outs the other. The 0-1 pitch is whacked on the ground. It rolls into the glove of Rodriguez, vacuums, throws, and beats him by two steps. It ends up as a 1-2-3 inning for Nick Krauth. Foul out, ground out off his foot, and a more conventional 6-3 put out. And he works quickly in the fourth inning. We head to the fifth. 2-2 tie. You'll hear Zach Bigley when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams of North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
This is former Rough Riders shortstop Jonathan Arnelis, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Top of the fifth inning, tied at two between the Rough Riders and Hooks in game two of this six-game series. Alongside Josh Warden, I'm Zach Bigley. Happy to have you. Each team with two runs on two hits. And Josh Hatcher, Scott Capers, and Jace Easley, the three due up for the Rough Riders in the inning. But Frisco got on the board first in the first inning, an RBI single from Kellen Strom, and then Aaron Zavala had an RBI ground down. Corpus Christi has come back to score in the second and the third innings on a double play that scored a run, and then a solo homer by Kennedy Corona, his 19th of the year. So here is Josh Hatcher starting off the top of the fifth in the first pitch. Breaking ball at the top of the zone, outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Hatcher bounced back to the pitcher in the second inning. Left-handed batter, right-handed pitcher, the windback in the offering. There's a swing and a soft tapper on two hops to second. Wagner's got a chest high, and he fires onto first in time to retire Hatcher. One out for Scott Capers, who flied out to left in the second. Redkoba has been good since that first inning. He's allowed just one Rough Riders hit and faced the minimum. Strom was caught stealing after singling in the fourth. Works from the first base side of the rubber. Koba winds back and offers home. Fastball is high, and it's one ball and no strikes. Everything kind of pointed towards Redkoba having A strong start in this one in terms of his splits. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. Capers swings over the top of a changeup down low and inside. It's 1-1. His ERA here at home is over a run better. 3.06 ERA here at home as opposed to 4.22 on the road. And he has been on a really nice stretch. The 1-1. The low off the outside corner, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. Sure, the only start he's had in August, he allowed 3 runs over 5 1/3, but he did have to pitch in Amarillo in that start last week. 2-1 home. Comes across in the upper edge inside corner, a strike, and it's 2-2. In July, he was dominant, though. 5 starts, a 1.61 ERA. 2-2. Swinging a chopper for third baseline, and it's fouled. 2 balls, 2 strikes here on the catcher, Capers still. Koba has been one of the best pitchers for the Hooks all season. He has 5 of the team's 9 quality starts this year. He winds back in the 2-2. Capers fouls it back off of Wolforth's mask, the catcher, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes still. Koba has been as advertised and much better than he was the first time out against the Riders. 2-2 again. Off the end of the bat, a floater into shallow center field. It dunks into the grass, and Scott Capers has himself a one-out single. He reached down on a hanging breaking ball over the heart of the plate and just hit it off the end of the bat, lofting it into shallow center. They dropped in a base hit for Scott Capers. Third hit today for the Rough Riders. It's a one-out base runner, and here's Jace Easley, who is making his double-A debut today. Here's the stretch, and the offering home. Easley watches letter high outside edge of strike, and it's 0-1. His dad, Damian Easley, was a longtime big leaguer. Played 17 years in the big leagues. Here's the stretch. And the offering in, it's high off the outside corner, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike. Jace has a lot more speed than his dad. His dad had 114 major league steals in his career across 17 seasons, while Easley, the pitch is fouled away left side. It's 1 ball and 2 strikes. Already almost has that many in 5 seasons in the minors so far. But he has a little less power than his dad as well, who hit over 140 career home runs. Easley only has 6 career homers. He was struggling a little bit at the plate in High A Hickory, but he did steal 23 bases down there with Hickory. And he walked 47 times. Here's the stretch. And the 1-2. It's down low in the dirt. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. In 2021, he played for a loaded Down East Wood Ducks team that led all of minor league baseball in stolen bases, and he himself led all of minor league baseball with 70 steals back in 2021. It brings a lot of speed into the bottom of the order today for the Rough Riders. The time called. And Easley steps out. Runner at first, 1 out, tied at 2 in the top of the 5th inning. 2-ball, 2-strike count as well. Pull side shift on the infield for the switch hitter batting from the left side. Slender, 5'8" hitter. Here's the stretch. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball down in the dirt off the outside corner. Wolforth blocks and keeps it in front. It's 3 balls and 2 strikes. Very excited to have Jace Easley as part of the infield after Jax Biggers graduated up to AAA. Very nice young man as well. He's 23 years old. Here's the stretch. And the 3-2 pitch on the way from the right-hander will have to wait. It's a throw over to first. Easley from Glendale, Arizona, went to an absolutely loaded high school. His high school team was one of the better teams in the entire country. Here's the stretch. And the right hitter is 3-2. Easley swings, grounds it left side of the infield. Third baseman DiCenzo sets his feet, fires low onto first, and Aviles picks it out in time. Had to go quickly to get Easley running down the line, and he's retired. Capers down to second base on the play. Two outs in the fifth inning, top of the order now. Chris Sees tied at two in the top of the fifth. Jace Easley was high school teammates with Nolan Gorman and Matthew Liberatore in the Cardinals organization, both of them. Was committed to Oregon State before drafting. Here's the stretch and the pitch. A swing and a foul at the plate, and it's 0-1. Cease 0 for 2 today as we begin our third time through the Rough Riders order. And two runs on three hits the first two times through. Koba ready from the stretch from the first base side of the rubber. Glove at the belt. Peers back towards second. Kicks it home. Swing and a miss. Breaker off the outside edge. It's 0-2. They play Cease to the opposite way in the outfield. Slightly to pull in the infield, though not too much. The right-handed batter has had a propensity to go to the opposite field, and well, it might seem like a bit of a pretentious stat. His opposite field percentage is top five in the Texas League. Here's the stretch in the 0-2. It's low off the outside corner, and it's one ball and two strikes. Is a good take there from Chris Sees. Koba has his sign. He looks deeply into his glove and now lowers it to the belt. The 1-2. Breaking ball, skied in the air, right side, foul ground. Aviles running over to the warning track, and he watched it hit off the top of the dugout and bounce up into the seats. One ball and two strikes, and after what we saw before, he wanted to play it safe and not assume that one was going to get into the seats, and it might have had a chance to blow back in to playable territory. 25-mile-an-hour winds blowing out to left field here at Whataburger Field. A one ball and two strikes still on Chris Sees with a runner at second base. Two outs in the top of the fifth. The pitch. Swinging a broken bat roller left side. DiCenzo's got it at third. Sets his feet. Throws high. But Aviles able to anchor that foot to the bag as Sees goes rolling by. It's out number three in the fifth inning. No runs, a hit. No errors. A runner left on for just the second time for the Rough Riders in this ballgame. We're still tied at two to the home half of the fifth inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
The Texas League schedule is coming down the home stretch, and the NHL season is around the corner. The Rough Riders blend them both together on September 8th for Dallas Stars Night. The Riders will be wearing Dallas Stars-themed jerseys, and there will be hockey themes all night. There's a great ticket package available. Purchase two tickets for the game, get two Dallas Stars preseason tickets, and two blackout jerseys, all for $59. It's Dallas Stars Night on Friday, September 8th. Get more information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
This is Matt Watley, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Home half of the fifth inning in Corpus Christi, Texas, tied at two. Garrett Wolforth leads it off. It's the bottom third of the order for Corpus Christi. Nick Krauth winds back and fires. Swinging a soft roller up the middle. Rodriguez charges from short. Backhands, rifles to first. In time, he got him. Nice play by Kaver Rodriguez. Charging in, went with a backhand. and then threw off balance to first, and with the catcher running, he had plenty of time to get rid of it, and it was beautifully on target. One away for Chad Stevens, tied at two, bottom half of the fifth inning. Stevens 0 for 1 with the strikeout today, and Krauth back into his windup, he fires. At the bottom of the zone, a called strike, it's 0-1. Well, Nick Krauth started out his college career at New Mexico and then went to community college close to home. The 0-1 is cut on and missed, and it's 0-2. And then out of there, he was looking to go back to the D1 ranks. Well, the only place that really wanted him was UConn. Here's the wind back in the 0-2. A swing and a miss. Got him off the outside corner. Three pitches, and he dispatches of Chad Stevens. It's his third strikeout, and there are two outs. Luis Aviles Jr. now. 2-2 ball game, bottom half of the fifth. Two outs, bases clear. Krauth looks over the top of his glove. He winds back and fires home. Swinging a foul back, and it's 0-1. He said he got a DM, actually, from the coach that said they were interested. And that's how he was able to find his way into UConn. And even though his career was cut short there due to COVID, he still spent a lot of time there on campus. So he was able to tailgate at a few football games, went to a basketball game, and said he really enjoyed Connecticut. And then after the five-round draft, he wasn't signed and signed with the Rangers. The 0-1. There's a fly ball into center field. Evan Carter back a couple steps. Now jogs in, and he puts his glove skyward to make the grab. The side comes to a close in 1-2-3 fashion for Nick Krauth. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Into the top of the sixth inning next. We're tied at two still. Rough Riders and Hooks on the Riders Baseball Network.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Hey guys, this is Tristan Pauly. You're listening in to the Riders Baseball Network. Thanks for tuning in.
Riders half of the sixth inning in Corpus Christi. Evan Carter to lead things off. He's 0 for 1 today with a hit by pitch and a run scored back in the first inning. We're tied at 2. Red Koba back into his wind the pitch. Down low and inside, one ball and no strikes. He already has 5 quality starts this year, and he's back out for the sixth inning. An opportunity for another one. The pitch in. Carter swings, grounds it hard down the first baseline. Aviles has got it. He races Carter the bag, and he wins it. And there's the first out of the sixth inning. Well, if Aviles hadn't been guarding the line there, that would have been extra bases easily for Evan Carter. Instead, he's the first out of the sixth inning, and Trevor Hover stands in.
Left fielder number 17, Trevor Hover.
Hover, a walk and a run scored in the first inning. He struck out in the third. Rough Riders and Hooks tied at 2. Game 2 of a 6-game series here in Corpus Christi. Final trip down here. First pitch. Down low and inside to Hover, and it's one ball and no strikes. The Rough Riders had their third shutout win of the season yesterday on the pitching side of things. The 1-0. At the bottom of the zone, a strike, and it's 1-1. And another strong outing so far today by Nick Kraut. The Rough Riders have had the best pitching staff in terms of ERA in August in the Texas League. The 1-1. High and inside. Hava raised his hands to get out of the way of it, and it's 2-1. Frisco's ERA this month has been 2.55, while their bullpen is at a 1.16 ERA. Here's the windback in the 2-1 pitch. This is down in the dirt, and it's 3-1. And their offense is pretty darn good as well, especially towards the end of the month of July. And carrying over into the month of August, they're averaging just around 6 runs a game, which is what they put up yesterday. 3-1. There's a line drive down the right field line. It drops in and keeps on rolling all the way to the fence. It kicks away from Corona. Hover around first on his way to second, and he pulls in there without a throw. It's a double for Trevor Hover. Hover is 18th of the season. And he's at second base with one out for Kellen Strong. Fourth hit today for the Rough Riders. Another man in scoring position for them. The Rough Riders are 1-for-4 with runners in scoring position, and one of those hits is from this man, Kellen Strom, who's 2-for-2 today. RBI single back in the first. Koba from the stretch, he fires in the first pitch. Misses low of the zone, and it's 1-0. Strom is now 4-for-6 in the series. Another hit would raise that batting average above 240 for Kellen. The stretch and the right-hander's pitch. Strom watches away, and it's 2-0. It's been good to see that batting average steadily rising for Kellen. It's been a bit of a struggle at times for him to kind of get it going on the offensive side this season. He's been putting together quality plate appearances, though, all year long with a lot of walks. He's got a .339 on base percentage, which is over 100 points higher than his batting average this year. But as is the case with Kellen Strom, you're not going to get a lot of home run power, so expecting that batting average to keep on rising as he continues to put together these quality at-bats. The last time his batting average was at .240 was July 14th. Here's the stretch after a mound visit and the 2-0. In the inside corner at the knees, a strike to Strom, and it's 2-1. He stands back in from the right side. And the right-hander offers in. Misses down in the dirt. Wolforth blocks, and it's 3-1. Strom hit over .270 with the Rough Riders last year. .277 batting average. An OPS just 1 point shy of .800. Tied at 2 in the top of the sixth inning. 3-1. One runner at second base. One out. And Kova steps off, uses a disengagement. Feet close together for Strom in the right-handed batter's box. Kova ready from the stretch, he fires. Swinging a line drive to left field, lashed in there, a base hit. Around third, Hover steaming to the plate, and he comes in to score. Riders take the lead. Kellen Strom is 3-for-3. He drives in his second run of the day, and the Rough Riders now lead 3-2 in the top of the sixth inning. RBI single for Kellen Strom. This one to the pole side into left field, and Aaron Zavala due up, but he's not going to face Rhett Koba. Joe Thon, the manager, out of the dugout, and he makes the move to the bullpen. So Kellen Strom's RBI single chases Rhett Koba out of the game. The Rough Riders lead 3-2 in the top of the sixth inning. And they will face the bullpen for Corpus Christi. We'll introduce you to them when we come back. 3-2, Rough Riders out in front, top of the sixth inning with one out on the Riders Baseball Network.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
This is Blaine Krim, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Pitching change for the Corpus Christi Hooks. 3-2 Rough Riders in the top of the sixth inning. Cole McDonald comes out of the bullpen, and he faces Aaron Zavala, the right-hander, 26-year-old, 6'1", 218 pounds out of Iowa. New Hampton, Iowa native, also went to the University of Iowa. Here's the stretch by the right-hander and the first pitch to Aaron Zavala. Fastball simmers high, one ball, no strikes. Kellen Strom with an RBI single to knock Rhett Kuba out of the game, or Koba, I should say. Rhett Koba finishes 5 1/3 innings, allowing 3 runs, 2 earned as of now, is still responsible for Strom. 1-0, misses outside with a changeup, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. Now, 3 runs on 5 hits for the Rough Riders, 2 runs on 2 hits for the Hooks. Frisco taking their first lead since the third inning when the Hooks tied it. Stretch in the pin. Swinging a high pop foul left side and out of play into the seats. 2 balls, 1 strike. And an update out of, I believe, Philadelphia. Michael Lorenzen, who was traded from the Tigers to the Phillies at the trade deadline in his home debut, yes, it was in Philadelphia, tosses a no-hitter. A complete game no-hitter. Here's the stretch. And the pitch home. It's a strike on the outside corner to Zavala, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes to the runner at first.
Doing his best Ryan Garcia impression and better.
Yeah, he did it in 9 innings instead of just 6.
And in an MLB game. But yes. Yeah, congratulations.
Very exciting. It's the first no-hitter for the Phillies since 2015 when former Ranger Cole Hamels did it. Here's the stretch. And the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Zavala strikes out and there are 2 down. K-Bear Rodriguez stands in. You know what was interesting about that no-hitter, Josh?
What was it?
That was in his final start in a Phillies uniform before getting traded to the Rangers.
It's a good way to go out.
Shortstop number 3, K-Bear Rodriguez.
So the final line for Michael Lorenzen, he walked 4 and struck out 5. No runs, no hits. Incredible start for him. Here's the stretch in the first pitch to Rodriguez. Low and outside, 1 ball, no strikes. Mackenzie Gore on the other side got the start, the former San Antonio Mission and San Diego Padres prospect. 3-2 Rough Riders in the top of the sixth inning. The 1-0 to Rodriguez. He swings, puts it in the air, right side. Aviles, the first baseman, coaxing into foul territory, and he's there to make the catch in fair territory as it came back for him. And the side is retired. But the Rough Riders get a run on, two hits, no errors, and they leave a man. We're into the bottom of the sixth inning. It's time for trivia next with the Rough Riders leading 3-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
Hi, my name is Martin Perez, and you're listening to Riders Radio.
Well, the Rough Riders went 46 consecutive games without a starting pitcher going more than 5 1/3 innings, and now they look to do it in consecutive days. Nick Krauth is back out for the sixth inning. Rough Riders lead 3-2. Top of the order, due up. First pitch to Will Wagner is off the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes. It's Wagner, Corona, and Lo Perfido at the top of the card for Corpus Christi. Krauth winds back in the 1-0 pitch. Strike on the upper edge inside corner, and it's 1-1. Krauth is only working on a measly 55 pitches. He's been ultra-efficient today. The pitch. Down low and inside, 2-1. All right, Josh, you ready for trivia?
As ready as I will be.
All right. So we usually tie it into this day in baseball history, and we're going a little Rough Riders history as well.
Okay.
In this one. 2-1. There's a pop-up down the left side. Sees chasing after it. Third baseman over towards the line. It falls into left field, a base hit. Hover cuts it off, fires it back in, and he holds Will Wagner with a single down the left field line. It leads things off here in the sixth inning. 3-2 Rough Riders. Corpus has their leadoff man aboard. Here's Kennedy Corona, who homered back in the third. So this day in baseball history, August 9th, 2009, former Rough Riders pitcher in 2008 made his Major League debut, Derek Holland, in 2009. He was a big part of that team, but didn't have the greatest season in the world. Here's the stretch and the pitch. It's bunted back to the hill. Krauth bare hands, fires onto first and retires him. And a sacrifice bunt moves Wagner up to second base. A one away for Joey Lo Perfido, who's 0 for 2 today. But Derek Holland on this day threw a three-hit shutout against the Angels as a rookie on the 2009 team. He ended up, over the course of his career, throwing a total of 8 shutouts, but this was his first in his career. Here's the stretch and the pitch to Lo Perfido. A strike on the outside corner, and it's 0-1. And, of course, he was a huge part of the 2010 and 2011 Rangers back-to-back AL pennants. And a lot of people know both of those teams pretty well. 2010 and 2011, they made the playoffs, made the World Series. Stretch in the 0-1. Swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. So my question to you, Josh, can you name the top five players in wins above replacement on the 2009 Texas Rangers?
Oh, okay. Let's go with Ian Kinsler.
So Ian Kinsler was number one with a 6 war.
Okay.
Here's the stretch and the 0-2. Swinging a topper to the second baseman. Easley's got it right at the belt, and he fires on to first. Lo Perfido retired. Wagner moves down to third on the play. There are two outs here in the sixth. 3-2 Rough Riders.
Michael Young.
Michael Young was number five.
Okay. Gerald Laird. It's a very odd guess, but Gerald Laird was not, I don't believe, a part of this team.
He was there in 08, I think, but maybe not 09.
Okay. Did he have a great season in 08 that I'm forgetting about?
Yeah, he was pretty good in 08,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Stretch and the pitch to Zach DiCenzo. He swings, fouls it back, and it's 0-1.
Vicente Padilla?
No.
Taylor Teagarden?
No. There's a former Rough Rider.
Chris Davis?
It was not Chris Davis.
Okay.
Here's the stretch and the pitch. Inside, he nailed him in the back. That was not a glancing blow. That was a steady shot. 89-mile-an-hour fastball right to the back. And DiCenzo aboard on the hit by pitch. Runners in the corners, two outs now. Three, two Rough Riders, bottom of the sixth inning.
Was there a pitcher? Who's the guy who pitched for the Braves and the Rangers? Starting pitcher, Day? Something Day?
No.
Am I on the right track,
yeah,
though?
Yeah, you just can't remember his name, but
yeah.
That is the guy.
Yeah, I'm not going to remember it.
John Goble out of the Rough Riders dugout, and he's going to go chat. Are you thinking of Kevin Millwood?
Yeah. Yeah. Did he pitch for the Braves? Is that what I'm trying to think of?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he in the top five there?
Yes.
Okay.
He's number two. You're missing two guys.
Frank Francisco?
No.
Kevin Mensch?
No. Runners on the corners. Stretching the pitch. There's a line drive up the middle right to Rodriguez. He makes the catch, and the side comes to a close. 3-2 Rough Riders into the top of the seventh inning. Nick Krauth gets out of the jam in the sixth. We were looking for Elvis Andrews and Scott Feldman.
Yeah.
The two that were also in the top five at WAR in 2009. Josh Warden on the play-by-play next to the top of the seventh. 3-2 Riders in the Riders Baseball Network.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Josh Hatcher ready to go against Cole McDonald. Righty-lefty matchup to begin the seventh inning. 3-2 Frisco. First pitch is a grounder foul towards the Frisco dugout on the first base side. 0-1 to Hatcher. McDonald came in last inning. Faced two batters, got them both out. After the Rough Riders had retaken the lead with run in the top of the sixth. Now top half of the seventh. McDonald from the stretch in his 0-1. Is outside on a cutter. It is 1-1 to Hatcher. I'll mention some former Rough Riders and Rangers players last half inning. See a handful of them here on September 2nd. And by here, I mean back in Frisco, not here in Corpus Christi. 20th anniversary weekend. The 1-1. A grounder, fair ball, first base side, backhanded. Aviles has it, throws back to McDonald, and the pitcher covers. Steps on the bag for the 3-1 putout. And the leadoff man is away. Good work by Cole McDonald to go 3-up, 3-down for the first three guys he has faced. 2 outs last inning and now 1 out this inning. Scott Capers is his next opponent. So September 2nd is today. You'll see a lot of the former Rough Riders players, but that whole weekend to open September is 20th anniversary weekend. First pitch to Capers is a strike. 1 out, base is empty, so you can come see some former greats here at the ballpark at Riders Field. Get your tickets at ridersbaseball.com. Chris Davis, for example, should be there. Here's the 0-1 toss. It's outside 1-1 to Capers. Through six innings, the Rough Riders leading 3 runs, 5 hits, no errors. And the Hooks with 2 runs, 3 hits, and have 1 error charge to them. A 1-1 toss. Is above the belt, 2-1. There's 1 out now after the ground out by Hatcher, so it's Scott Capers' turn. He's 1-for-2 today. Catching, and is followed by the second baseman, Jace Easley. McDonald's 2-1 pitch is way outside, 3-1. To the right-hand hitting catcher. The Rough Riders looking for their 20th win since the second half began. And could tie themselves for first place depending on what Amarillo does. They're 1 game ahead of Frisco. A 3-1 delivery. Capers pops it up into center field. Medium depth. Loperfido running over. Now a few steps in. Makes the catch on a jog. And Capers flies out to the center fielder. 2 down. Jace easily steps in. With the Rough Riders ahead 3-2 in the top of the 7th inning. Corpus Christi also looking for its 19th win of the second half. They've been ahead of Frisco by a game or two the last couple series, pretty much every game, but finally the Rough Riders pull back even with Corpus Christi, having defeated the Hooks yesterday in the series opener. The first pitch easily takes a strike. It's 0-1. Frisco could do a lot of damage here. It's always nice to play a team that you're tied with in the standings. You don't have to worry about, oh, what are they doing in some other city. Hopefully they, you know, drop a game, will move ahead of them in the standings. You could do that work right in front of you. The 0-1 pitch is also on the inside half and easily falls into an 0-2 hole. He is 0-for-2 today. Hit the ball hard on a liner to the first baseman. Snagged on a bounce by Luis Aviles in his first at-bat since joining the Rough Riders. His double-A debut today. Easily grounded out to the left side in the fifth inning. So 0-for-2. The 0-2 pitch from Cole McDonald is away. Ball one. Infield plays just a couple steps to the right side. The pole side for the left hand hitting easily. Outfield overlapped the other way. They're playing to the left. The 1-2 delivery. A swing and a ball in the dirt. Drop third strike. The catcher throws down and Wolferth gets it there in time. And Easley's put away, striking out to close the frame at a 1-2-3 inning for Cole McDonald. Bottom of the seventh on the other side. The Rough Riders ahead 3-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the Dugout Deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence.
so get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Entering out of the Frisco bullpen, Aiden Anderson comes in for the Rough Riders to begin the bottom of the seventh inning, holding a one-run lead over the Corpus Christi Hooks. 3-2 at Whataburger Field. Right-hander Anderson from McNeese State University will encounter the middle part of Corpus Christi's lineup. Jordan Brewer leads off with his .257 average, followed by Garrett Wolforth and Chad Stevens. Four straight right-handers to close out the order for Corpus Christi. First pitch from Anderson is just a touch high, ball one. He's facing 6-7-8 this inning. And if he faces Luis Aviles, that's another righty before the top of the order would come up with a lefty Wagner. 1-0. A slider in there for his strike. It's 1-1 from Anderson. His 19th appearance for Frisco this season. 3.89 ERA, the double-A class. His 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss, another breaking ball, and Brewer was not all that close to getting it, strike two. He actually had a higher ERA at the high-A level this year, 5.56 earned run average, but half as many appearances. The 1-2, another slider, almost got Brewer to chase. It bent just off the plate, 2-2. Only actually logged 11 innings with Hickory. And is about to throw his 35th inning with the Rough Riders. His 2-2. Swung on and missed again. Got Brewer to keep thinking fastball. He never did get there. And strikes out on a slider. A 2-2 pitch. And Jordan Brewer is sent down. Garrett Wolforth is up next with the bases empty. It's a good start for Nick Crowth today. And he is in position for the victory. The right-hander went six innings with two earned runs. Struck out three and allowed just three hits over his six frames. First pitch to Garrett Wolforth is outside on a fastball at 90 miles an hour. Ball one. So back-to-back good starts for the Rough Riders. Crowth 64 pitches on the day. Very efficient to get through six innings. The 1-0 pitch is low and outside. Crowth doing so, even though he had the bases loaded, nobody out in the second inning. Even that was not a big pitch count. The one walk was on four pitches. The hit batter was on a first pitch. Had a double play to account for two outs on one swing. So Crowth is done. It's up to Aiden Anderson in the bullpen in the seventh. Here's the 2-0 pitch. It fits in on the inside part for a slider. Strike one. It's 2-1.
And how good have these back-to-back starts been? It's the first time the Rough Riders have had back-to-back quality starts since May 31st and June 1st.
Wow. A 2-1. Swing and a miss. Aiden Anderson gets him to get fooled on the slider.
That's when Jack Leiter went six innings, and Owen White went six innings the next day.
Wow. San Antonio, that series. A 2-2. Swing and a miss again. Wolforth had no idea where that ball was going. Just took a half-hearted swing. And Aiden Anderson punches out back-to-back guys to begin his relief appearance. Up to 46 strikeouts now in 35 innings. Two straight strikeouts swinging. And Aiden Anderson now facing Chad Stevens. First pitch. A line drive towards second. Easily snares it, going up to grab it. And made the line drive catch above his head. Kind of jumped backwards and was able to snag it. And the inning is over. Aiden Anderson goes 1-2-3 with two strikeouts. And we head to the eighth inning. 3-2 Frisco on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Riders bring the spirit of the State Fair to Frisco on August 18th for State Fair Night.
Come out to Riders Field, enjoy a Fletcher's Corny Dog, interact with Mr. Corny, and watch the Rough Riders play as their alternate identity, the Frisco Corny Dogs. August 18th is State Fair Night, so get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Huge, gigantic, enormous, whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back here at Whataburger Field in Corpus Christi, Texas, Cesar Gomez has entered for the Hooks, making his 26th appearance of the year, 25th inning, with an 8.63 ERA for the right-hander. He'll be facing the top of the order for the Rough Riders. Chris Cease is the first batter. He will be accompanied by Evan Carter and Trevor Hover here in this eighth inning. 3-2 Frisco in Corpus Christi. First pitch is at the bottom of the zone, strike one. Well, the Rough Riders holding Corpus Christi once again to a low-scoring output, a shutout yesterday. Ryan Garcia was culpable for most of that work. The 0-1, Cease fouls it over the right side, and it's now 0-2 to Cease. And Tristan Pauley and Reed Burlingmeyer filled out the back end for the Rough Riders yesterday out of the bullpen, and today, good start for the relievers. Aiden Anderson tosses a 1-2-3 inning. Start out bullpen's work. Nick Krauth goes six. Back-to-back six-inning starts for the Rough Riders pitchers. 0-2 to Cease. Here's the toss. He swings and misses. A three-pitch strikeout for Cesar Gomez. And that puts away Cease. One out. And now Evan Carter, the batter. Carter's 0-2 today. Does have a hit by pitch. Stole a base and scored back in the first inning. Go-ahead run for the Rough Riders. Climbs back in from the left side and encounters the first pitch from Gomez. Takes a swing, fouls it almost directly behind home plate into the netting. It's a very patient part of the lineup for the Rough Riders. The 2-3-4-5 hitters, Evan Carter's batting second, so he and the three guys after him, Carter, Hover, Strom, and Zavala, are all in the top 10 in the Texas League in walks. The 0-1 pitch is fouled back. Going to be tough to get a walk here. He's behind 0-2. But Carter is second in the league. Hover is sixth. Strom is ninth. And Zavala eighth. Today they have done more hitting than walking. Hover is the only walk of those four. The 0-2. A foul ball left side. And Carter stays alive. But he's gotten hit by a pitch. Strom hasn't needed to walk. He has three singles today. So who needs a free pass when you're finding gaps? Infield shifted just a bit to the right. The 0-2 toss. It's low. Ball one to Carter. One out. Base is empty for the Rough Riders. Top half of the eighth inning. A 3-2 lead for Frisco. Trying to win the first two games of this series against the Hooks. A 1-2 pitch to Carter. A fly ball on the left side, tailing towards the seats, and it will get several rows back. And a foul ball into the stands keeps the count at 1-2. The Rough Riders have manufactured runs for the most part yesterday and today. Not a lot of big innings. Haven't scored more than two in any frame. Four different innings yesterday where they scored one run. A 1-2 pitch. It's just outside. 2-2 is the count. Only one home run so far in the series for Frisco. A solo shot.
Frisco's next home run will be its 100th of the season. Two balls, two strikes to Evan Carter. He swings and fouls it back again, staying alive. We'll see the eighth pitch of the at-bat upcoming to the left-hand hitter. If Carter gets the 100th of the season for the Rough Riders, he'll probably have to take it opposite way. I mean, sure, you could hit it out to right, but it's just much easier with the wind out to left. Left fielder playing very deep. The 2-2 toss. He fouls it softly behind home plate. We'll get to 9 pitches in the plate appearance. Good at bat for Carter, who is behind 0-2 after 2 pitches, and he's stayed alive ever since. Cesar Gomez's first inning of work. He struck out Chris Cease to begin, has had a tough time with Evan Carter. One out, base is clear. The 2-2 pitch. It's under the arms, got the inside corner. Evan Carter stares down at the plate for an extra couple seconds, shakes his head, and walks away. A strikeout looking for Evan Carter, and a hard-earned strikeout for Cesar Gomez on 9 pitches. And Trevor Hover climbs in with 2 outs and the base is empty. Frisco ahead 3-2. They would love to extend this advantage and give Aiden Anderson and the other relievers some more room to work with. Looks like Grant Wolf from out in the pen. First pitch pops the glove. It was outside, ball 1. So the lefty Wolfram will either come in to start out the bottom of the 8th inning or will be ready to come in at a moment's notice. The 1-0. Tails off the outside corner. And now 2-0 to Hover. He's seen a lot of pitches outside the zone today. He walked in the first inning. His double last at-bat was on a 3-1 count. The 2-0 pitch is again outside. 3-0 to Hover. It's something normal for him to see this many pitches outside the zone. There's only 2 players in the Texas League who have seen more pitches for balls than Trevor Hover. Here's the 3-0. And it is a strike, 3-1. Granted, he's seen more pitches than most hitters in general. He's in the top 10 just in pitches overall, but disproportionately up there in terms of balls. A 3-1 is outside. There's another one and another walk. It is his 58th, make it 59th of the season, second of the day. And a guy who was already 6th in the Texas League and walks, draws yet another one. It's a 2-out free pass. And still no balls put in play off of Cesar Gomez this inning. 2 strikeouts, a walk, and now it's Kellen Strom. 3-2 Frisco. With Strom a big part of that. 3 singles today, 2 of them RBI singles. First pitch is right down the middle, strike 1. Both his RBI singles were to take a lead back in the first inning. And then Corpus Christi came back to tie it in the third. Frisco retook the lead in the 6th. The 0-1 pitch, a high fly ball to center field. Loperfido running back to the warning track, gives up on that ball, it's gone! Kellen Strom rams one out, left center, 2-run bomb. Frisco leads it 5-2. Just kept carrying to left center, and Kellen Strom is 4-for-4 in the day. Give him a couple more ribbies. 4 on the evening for Stromy. What a day for the Eugene native. 5-2 Frisco with a 2-run blast to left center. And with 2 outs, Frisco adds to the lead. First pitch now is taken by Aaron Zavala for strike 1. A 2-out rally for the Rough Riders. It all started with Trevor Hover's walk. And it led to a 2-run bomb. The 0-1 pitch, a line drive left side. That splits the infielders and into left field for a base hit. Aaron Zavala has his first hit of the day. And the Rough Riders keep on the 2-out rally going. After the 2-run dinger for Kellen Strom, and Zavala follows with a single. And Strom's 5th home run of the year, by the way. And 4 RBIs to put him at 36 on the season. 4-for-4 on the day for Kellen Strom. Now it's K-Bear Rodriguez. He takes a pitch low and away. Strom had 3 hits in the game this year. This is his season high of 4. It ties a career high with 4 hits. A 1-0 toss misses low. 2-0 now to K-Bear Rodriguez. It's also his season high in RBIs. One shy of his career high set 2 years ago. So four ribbies on the day for Kellen Strom. The 2-0. Rodriguez again takes low and away, and Gomez stumbles as he's planting his foot. Stumbles and just kind of walks off the mound a little bit. Think he may need to recollect himself. He had two outs, nobody on. Goes walk, home run, single. The 3-0 is on the low outside corner. 3-1 from Gomez. That's what walks will do to you. Trevor Hover is taking a lot of those. It'll lead to runs. Zavala has to dive back. He's safe just barely. Avila started to run off the field and goes down into a crouch after seeing the safe call by Mickey Smith. He thought he had an inning-ending pickoff. But Zavala got back just in time. Three balls, one strike to K-Bear Rodriguez. Here's the toss. It's outside, and now Zavala will get to second on a two-out walk for K-Bear Rodriguez. And that's going to draw a mound visit for Cesar Gomez. Kellen Strom pounds one to left center. And it's continued to unravel from there on. Zavala single through the left side. Rodriguez walked. And it looked like Cesar Gomez was going to have an easy time in the eighth inning. But after he struck out the first two guys he saw, it has not been easy ever since. Two runs in. It's a 5-2 lead for the Rough Riders. In the top half of the eighth inning, Josh Hatcher will be the batter. A righty-lefty matchup for Hatch. Outfield plays him towards the opposite way, more because of the wind than it is. Well, he'll take it opposite way for sure sometimes, but especially the wind. First pitch is hit to right field. Playable for Corona. Has to run in and makes the catch on a jog. He was playing very shallow, and that was a right decision, as that one would have dropped in most circumstances, but it's a fly out to right. And the Rough Riders settle for two runs. Two-run home run. Kellen Strom adds to the lead. 5-2 Rough Riders to the bottom of the eighth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
You asked, we listen. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Well, Aiden Anderson back to work for the Rough Riders in the bottom of the eighth inning. Frisco leads it 5-2. After the two-run home run by Kellen Strom. Luis Aviles Jr. will be the batter for the Hooks. 5-2 Frisco. And Anderson working from the stretch to open the inning. It's inside, ball one to Aviles, who's been held in check today by Rough Riders pitchers. After hitting five home runs his last series against the Rough Riders, nothing doing today. The 1-0 pitch is hit on the right side. Little pop fly caught by Josh Hatcher. Running over on a waffle of a base hit. And he makes sure it wouldn't be a base hit. Just waffles into the glove of Josh Hatcher. And that
that's going to do it for Aiden Anderson. Comes in to face a V-Lace, the right-handed hitter. And now they'll go lefty-lefty to pull in Grant Wolfram out of the bullpen in right field. Good job by Aiden Anderson. He pitched a 1-2-3 seventh inning with two strikeouts. Gets one more out in the eighth inning and exits. And gives Wolfram a chance to maybe get the save. Or we'll see how long he goes. But it's Grant Wolfram's turn in the bottom of the eighth. One out, base is empty. Rough Riders lead it 5-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
After two glorious decades of Frisco Rough Riders baseball, it's time to celebrate the 20th anniversary weekend. In the first 3 days of September, Riders Field will travel back in time to 2003 with a blast from the past spectacular. Come out to the ballpark for throwback giveaways Friday through Sunday, September 1st through 3rd, with an alumni autograph session on Saturday. Many former players will be at Riders Field for the 20th anniversary weekend, so book your tickets now to make sure you're here too. Let's ride.
This is Justin Foskew, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
So it's Grant Wolfram's turn out of the bullpen for the Rough Riders. The Southpaw to face the top of the order against the Corpus Christi Hooks. Bottom of the eighth, 5-2 Frisco, with the bases empty. Wolfram from the stretch, and his first pitch to Will Wagner. Is inside, ball one. Aiden Anderson faces four batters, gets them all out, including an inning-opening pop-out for Luis Aviles. Or you can call it a line-out if you want. It wasn't high enough for a pop-out, but not hard hit enough for a line-out. The 1-0 is inside, makes Wagner spin away from it, ball two. So call it whatever you want, but it's an out caught by Josh Hatcher, and that ended Aiden Anderson's day. And now it's up to Grant Wolfram to get, or at least the rest of this inning, maybe next one too. The 2-0 pitch. Slider hit on the ground, left side. Rodriguez runs over, backhands it short, throws to first, not in time. Hatcher jumps up and down just a little bit here in the safe call. As Rodriguez spun down, went to a knee, and threw back just to make it close. Called safe. It's an infield single for Will Wagner. He's 2-for-4 today. And it brings up the home run hitter, Kennedy Corona, who launched one to left field earlier today. 1-for-2 of the sacrifice bunt. Not too often you see a guy hit a home run and then sacrifice bunt his next plate appearance, but that's what he did. And we'll not be doing the same thing here with one out in the inning. The first pitch to Corona. Swung on, a high chopper to third. Cease Fields, it goes to second for one. The turn on from Easley does not get him. Corona beats it out for the fielder's choice. Good transfer. Cease and Easley both worked quickly, but it just was not hard hit enough to get to Cease in time. And he had a fairly long throw over to second. But a good play to get one out. And Joey Loperfido stepped to the plate. Good thing they got an out, because that means Loperfido is not the tying run. Team leader in home runs. Now tied with Corona with 19 after Corona got one earlier today. 5-2 Frisco. Runner at first. Two down. Eighth inning. Wolfram starts out the at-bat with Loperfido. High and tight. Fastball for ball one. Loperfido bends backwards. It's 1-0. Kellen Strom, the two-run home run last inning to give some breathing room for the Rough Riders. It was the 100th dinger of the year for Frisco. 1-0 pitch from Wolfram. It hits the low outside corner on a slider, 1-2.
The Rough Riders right in the middle of the Texas League in home runs. They're the sixth team to reach the century mark this year. Corpus Christi has allowed the fewest home runs in the Texas League in 2023. Here's the pitch. A slider that misses inside, two balls, one strike from Grant Wolfram. Corpus Christi has hit over 130. That's 52 more home runs than they have allowed this season. 52. A 2-1 toss from Grant Wolfram. Runner goes. Slider that's bashed over the left side. Foul. Not a great jump from Kennedy Corona. Would have liked to see whether or not Scott Capers could have thrown him out. But had that chance taken away by the foul ball. 2-2 is the count. Corpus Christi with 52 more home runs hit than they have allowed. That's the biggest disparity in the Texas League. Positive or negative. No one's allowed that many more than they've hit or hit that many more than they've allowed other than Corpus. The 2-2 from Grant Wolfram with two down and a runner at first. A swing and a miss. Got Loper Fido to swing over it. And Wolfram sets him down. The inning is over. Aiden Anderson started it and Grant Wolfram ended it. It's a scoreless eighth inning. And the Rough Riders head to the ninth, looking to hold on to a 5-2 lead. They'll try to increase it in the top half. Zach Bigley has the call when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Coming to Riders Field on August 6th, Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more, thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment, on August 6th. Grab your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the Storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top half of the ninth inning in Corpus Christi, Texas. It's 5-2. Rough Riders out in front of the Corpus Christi Hooks, and a new pitcher on the mound for Corpus Christi. It's Tyler Brown who takes over. Brown, the right-hander, will face 8-9-1 for the Rough Riders. Scott Capers to start it off, followed by Jace Easley and Chris Sees. Fourth pitcher turned to by the Hooks tonight. Right on right, here's the stretch and the pitch. Brown misses outside with a slider, and it's one ball and no strikes on Capers, who's one for three today. The 24-year-old Brown, 6'4", 242 pounds, out of Mansfield, Ohio, went to Vanderbilt University. Or is a third-round pick in 2020. He stretches in the 1-0. High and inside to Capers, and it's two balls and no strikes. He was teammates with Jack Leiter there. He's made five appearances in AAA Sugarland, but most of his season has been spent here. The 2-0. Swinging a high pop-up behind home in foul territory. It's the third baseman, DeZenzo, who comes in, makes the catch halfway to home plate. And there's one away. Chase Easley stands in 0 for 3 in his AA debut today. Rough Riders leading 5-2, top of the ninth inning. With Corpus Christi, Tyler Brown, a 3.06 ERA in 28 outings, this being his 29th. 39 strikeouts and 35 and a third. He stretches and fires home. Easley swings, grounds it softly up the middle. Second baseman Wagner's got it, bobbles slightly, fires to first, and still gets the speedster. Two outs. A tough play with the speed of Jace Easley down the line, but he just able to get him on first base on a tough play, and Chris C stands in.
Third baseman number six.
Riders leading by three in the top of the ninth inning. Well, there is action in the Rough Riders bullpen. It looks like Matt Bush is loosening, so he'll throw the ninth, the pitch. A strike in the upper edge outside corner. It's 0-1, and Grant Wolfram comes in and does the job, retiring two of the three men that he saw in the eighth inning. Stretch in the 0-1. Check swing by Cease. He went around off the outside corner. It's 0-2. Five runs, seven hits, no errors for the Rough Riders. The Hooks, two runs on four hits and an error. The Rough Riders with an opportunity to take the first two games of this series and go to 20-15 in the second half. The 0-2, down low in the dirt. It's one ball and two strikes, and there will always be scoreboard watching now. We're to that point in the season. Sod Poodles are the only team above the Rough Riders right now, and they're on the road facing Tulsa. We're in the sixth inning. It's 4-3. Sod Poodles lead it. The pitch. Outside, and it's two balls and two strikes. So we'll certainly be keeping an eye on that ball game. Here's the stretch. And the 2-2. High and inside. Three balls and two strikes now to Cease. He's taken three consecutive balls. Brown looks in. He's got his sign. The 3-2. Check swing on a pitch away. They appeal, and he was able to hold. It's ball four. So looking for a bit of insurance here in the ninth inning. Chris Cease makes his way to first of the walk, and here's Evan Carter, who's 0-3 today with a hit by pitch and a run scored back in the first inning. Amarillo just took the lead in that ballgame in the top of the sixth inning. Here's the stretch in the pitch. It's on the inside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. It was on a Caleb Roberts RBI single. Cease takes his lead from first, the 0-1. Check swing, pitch misses away. Tailing away from the left-handed batter is a changeup, and it's one ball and one strike. Trevor Hover waits on deck. Here's the stretch. And the 1-1 offering. Carter cues it off the end of the bat, up the third baseline. DiZenzo charges, picks, fires off balance, not in time. Carter beats out the infield single. Rough Riders with runners at first and second now. Two outs in the ninth inning. Carter picks up a base hit. Same thing as last night. A hit in the ninth inning. Trevor Hover takes his turn. Rough Riders' eighth hit this evening. Hover's had a good day. He's walked, he's scored three times. Or I should say he's walked twice. He's doubled, and he's scored three times. Batting 260 now. Here's the stretch. And the offering in. Hover takes high and outside. It's one ball and no strikes. He's really turned things around offensively. An 8-10 OPS now. Having a really strong season here for the Rough Riders, and he's still a relatively young guy, 24 years old. The pitch. Strike in the upper edge, outside corner, and it's 1-1. He's turned into a pretty solid defender out in the outfield. One offering. Breaking ball just outside. It's two balls and one strike. Trying to become the last member of that Joey Gallo trade to make the big leagues. Glenn Otto, another part of that trade, is starting in AAA today. Of course, Josh Smith and Ezekiel Duran both in the big leagues with Texas. The pitch is fouled straight back, and it's 2-2. Ezekiel Duran had to exit the game today for the Rangers in their 2-0 loss to Oakland. He was hit on the wrist by a pitch. Jonathan Ornelas came in defensively at shortstop. So hopefully Zeke is okay. Last thing the Rangers need is another big injury. It looks like Jonah Heim will return possibly next week, though. Here's the 2-2 to Hover. There's a swing and a line drive into left field. Base hit. Cease getting waved around third. He scores without a throw. Carter into third base ahead of the throw. And the Rough Riders add on another run here in the top of the ninth inning. RBI single for Trevor Hover. It's 6-2 Frisco.
Right fielder number four, Kellen Strom.
Kellen Strom to the plate now with a chance to go 5-for-5. He's already 4-for-4 today. He has four RBIs. Both of those season highs for Kellen. He ties a Rough Riders season high with four hits, becoming the 11th player to do so. The pitch, a swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. I should say the 11th time, not the 11th different player. But for Strom individually, it's a season high in hits and a season high in RBIs. Here's the stretch and the pitch. He swings, grounds it to short. Stevens backhands, fires onto second the short way, and they get Hover for the final out. So no five-hit day for Kellen Strom, but the Rough Riders do add a run in the ninth inning. One run on two hits, no errors, and one runner, making two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. It's 6-2 Rough Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
If you enjoy sipping a cold one at a baseball game, clear your calendar on August 20th for Beer Fest at Riders Field. Teaming up with Andrews Distributing, the Rough Riders will have plenty of beer tasting options throughout the ballpark, with a multitude of brands showcased and available. And even better, August 20th is one of our four Bark in the Park nights. So bring your furry friend and enjoy beer tasting at Riders Field all in the same night, Sunday, August 20th, with first pitch at 6:05. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning June 4th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The Party Deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third baselines. And when the summer heat hits, add an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Last chance. We've hit the bottom of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Matt Bush takes over on the mound for the Rough Riders as we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Rough Riders lead by 4-6-2 our score. Zach DiZenzo calling Barber Jordan Brewer to take their hacks against Bush in the ninth inning. The 37-year-old right-hander taking over for the left-hander Grant Wolfram, who retired the two batters in the eighth inning. Two-thirds of an inning of work. Now you hand it over to Bush. Well, the Rough Riders had a lead going into the eighth inning, and you could think they could just go into meditation mode and go into the ninth with the lead the way they've been pitching, but no need. They scored two runs in the eighth and one run in the ninth. And they have a 6-2 lead now. Six runs, the exact same number they had in yesterday's 6-0 win. Right on right, Bush's pitch. Swing and a miss and a high fastball up and in, and it's 1-0 strikes. Or I should say, it is 0-1 on DiZenzo. He's reached twice today with a walk and a hit by pitch. He's 0-1. The offering home, it's high and inside, and it's 1-1. The Hooks haven't scored since the third inning. They have just two hits since then. And they have not had multiple hits in a single inning this entire series. The 1-1 pitch. Off the outside corner, and it's 2-1. Six runs on 9 hits, no errors for the Rough Riders. The Hooks, 2 runs on 4 hits and 1 error. Bush looks in for his sign. He's got it, and he deals. Strike on the inside corner with the slider. And it's 2-2. Bush has that sweeper working. He looks in for his sign. He's got it. The 2-2. Low and outside. 3 balls and 2 strikes. You'd think with this humid air that the Rough Riders offense would be muffled a little bit, but not so much. Almost 10 hits today. Bush ready from the stretch. The payoff in. There's a fly ball out to right field, pushing Strom back at the warning track. Reaches out and he hauls it in and slams into the fence. Great grab by Kellen Strom. He's doing it all tonight. 4 hits, including a homer, and a great catch for the first down in the ninth inning. Here's Colin Barber. Barber 1-for-3. Here's the stretch, and Bush delivers. A breaking ball over for a strike, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders bullpen has been fantastic at putting sombreros up on the run column. Over the last few ball games, the pitch, it's at the knees, a strike, and it's 0-2. Frisco's bullpen is not allowed a run today. And they have a 1.61 ERA in the month of August so far. They've been fantastic. The 0-2, just low of the zone with a curve, and it's 1 ball and 2 strikes. Whole side shift on the infield. Left-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Here's the stretch and the pitch in. There's a fly ball hit well to right field. Strom started in, now racing back. He and Carter converge, and Strom able to make the catch. So 2 flyouts to right field, and here's Jordan Brewer. 2 down in the ninth inning. Riders lead 6-2. 1 out away from a victory. Right on right, here's the stretch and the first pitch to Brewer. He fouls it straight back and it's 0-1. Held to no runs on 1 hit yesterday. Rough Riders are holding up to 2 runs on 4 hits in today's ball game. This has been fantastic. Here's the stretch and the pitch. It's fouled back. And it's 0-2, and the Riders are 1 strike away on this Wednesday night in Corpus. Bush looks in for his sign. He's got it. Set chest high. Left foot in front of his right. The 0-2 is low and outside. And it's 1 ball and 2 strikes. The shift is to the opposite way in the outfield, to the pole side of the infield for the right-handed batter. Here's the stretch by Matt Bush. And the 1-2, it's a curveball swung on and missed. Ball game over. Riders win it by a final score of 6-2. And they take the first 2 games of the series in Corpus Christi. What a win for the Rough Riders. 6 more runs on the offensive side. The pitching staff dazzles again with Nick Krauth. Another quality start. It's back-to-back quality starts for the Rough Riders for the first time since May 31st and June 1st. And Frisco emerges victorious in the second game of this 6-game series. Final score, Rough Riders 6, Hooks 2. Josh Wharton takes you the rest of the way with the post-game show after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA. Strike three call. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Well, big day for Kellen Strom. A home run, season high. Four hits, four RBIs. And Strom led the Frisco Rough Riders to a 6-2 win on Wednesday over the Corpus Christi Hooks here at Whataburger Field. Just wouldn't stop. Couple go-ahead RBIs, one in the first inning, and then one again in the sixth inning after Corpus Christi had come back to tie it up. But the Hooks never did take a lead, and they've not had an advantage this series yet through two games. Strom singled in the first to give Frisco its first lead of the day. Evan Carter and Trevor Hover had set the table with three passes. And then Strom had the RBI single, and then Aaron Zavala added with an RBI ground out to make it 2-0. Strom singled in the fourth inning as well to lead off the inning, but got no help after that. But he brought in the run in the sixth inning when the ball game was tied to take the lead back. The eighth inning was the highlight. Frisco is up by one run, and he made some insurance out of a two-run fly ball to left center that left the yard, the 100th home run of the year for the Riders, and Strom's fifth personally. And that made it 5-3. Frisco attacked on one in the eighth, and Trevor Hover's RBI single. Hover barely outshadowed by Strom. He had a good day, though. He walked twice, had a double, his 18th, and that insurance RBI single in the ninth inning. Back-to-back innings, the Rough Riders scored on two-out rallies. Nick Krauth gets the win. He's 4-8 now on the year. Six innings, allowing just three hits on the day. And worked out of some damage in the second inning. Bases loaded, nobody out. That ended up being a huge turning point in the ballgame, getting a double play ball and a strikeout to let just one run in the contest. Aiden Anderson retired all four batters he faced. Grant Wolfram got a couple outs, and Matt Bush. Not quite a save opportunity with a four-run advantage, but he went 1-2-3 in the ninth inning. Well, in tomorrow's ball game, it will be Noah Bremer getting the ball for the Rough Riders at 6:35. He and Ryan Gusto will be the two pitchers. Gusto for the Hooks in tomorrow's ball game. So the Rough Riders will try to go for three straight wins to open up this series. Good time so far for Frisco today. Unfortunately, not the same with the Rangers. They lose 2-0 to the A's today for their first loss, only loss of that series, and couldn't quite sweep three straight series, but a close loss. Round Rock is tied 5-5 with Albuquerque right now in the fifth inning. Hickory loses to Asheville 9-3, and Down East blows out Kannapolis 10-4 around the Rangers' farm system. Relevantly for the Rough Riders, we'll take a look at Amarillo's score and some other Texas League scores before we sign off. How about Arkansas, 10 running Midland, 17-7, and they're only in the seventh inning there in Midland. Amarillo leads Tulsa in the seventh inning 4-3 on the road. Keep an eye on that one. If they come back to lose that game, Frisco will be tied for first place in the Southern Division. Wichita beating Northwest Arkansas 2-1. Springfield and San Antonio were rained out today. And we'll make that game up a couple days from now, not tomorrow for some reason, but they'll make it up on Friday. Do a doubleheader then. Well, that's going to wrap things up for us here on this Wednesday evening. Talk to you tomorrow at 6:20 on the pregame show and 6:35 for first pitch between the Rough Riders and the Hooks. For Zach Bigley, I'm Josh Warden, signing off until tomorrow evening. So glad that you joined us. The Riders win it 6-2. You heard it all right here on the Riders Baseball Network. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!